everyone. This is Roland. I want to make a little recording about hearing voices. I get a lot of emails from people now, more and more. Emails and things I see on the internet. People are hearing voices. And they're troubled by these voices. And the voices say things that are untoward or scary. Not good. What's going on? Well, okay, first of all, a lot of people hear voices. Maybe you could almost, and maybe everybody hears voices. They're just not aware of it. See, a lot of people are so totally externalized, surrounded by wall-to-wall, distractions and entertainment and activities and all kinds of stuff that they just, they don't even realize that the voices are there. But they're there, okay? The other reason why people are hearing, so, and it's always been that way, going all the way back to the very beginning. In fact, in the Garden of Eden. Remember in the Garden of Eden? Remember the serpent approached Eve and basically talked to her. He tempted her to tempt Adam. See, and he said things to Eve, and then Eve voiced what she heard from the serpent. She basically said what she heard. Okay, what the serpent told her. So there was a voice right there. And ever since that Garden of Eden, see, where Adam disobeyed God, he failed, he changed, see? He deteriorated and came to know death. And all of his progeny, all the way down to you and me, all of his progeny were all in the lineage of Adam and Eve. Okay? So we inherit his fallen existence. And the voice that was in the garden is still around today. That same voice is still around. Now, why are people hearing more voices nowadays? Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. Number one is that people have fallen quite low. See, a lot of people take drugs and engage in promiscuous sex and get involved in the occult, and a lot of people are full of a lot of hate. See, and the reason they're full of a lot of hate is because people have tempted them to hate. See, a lot of people, they have rotten parents, see, witchy moms and dads who are either violent or who aren't there. A lot are raised in single parent families. They go to school and kids are forced to go to daycare and preschool and school, and a lot of bad things happen. There's a lot of tease, see. And so they're full of a lot of hate, see, a lot of hate, because they've been teased and tormented, see, and things have happened, and so they've fallen quite low. So if you have somebody that's taking drugs or smoking marijuana, engaging in promiscuous sex, and full of a lot of hate, see, and messing around with Ouija boards and occult things and so on and so forth. Well, then it stands to reason. Then they're drawing closer and closer to that entity, to that dominion, to that principality and power from which those voices come. See, those voices are straight out of hell. Incidentally, those voices are straight out of hell. Now they can be very deceptive. See, people who hear voices and know that those voices are not their very own thinking, those people are better off. See, strangely, you think, well, it's not good to hear voices. No, it's not good, but that person is better off than the one that is being misguided and doesn't realize that it's a naughty intelligence, malevolent intelligence that's misguiding them. See, those voices can talk to you in your mind in your very own voice. See? And it encourages you to do naughty things, and then when you're about ready to do something naughty, it says, go ahead. This is your once-in-a-lifetime chance. Go ahead and do it. Everybody else is doing it anyway. Nobody cares. This is your chance. See, it eggs you on and eggs you on, and then you do the wrong thing. See? And then after it's totally corrupted you, then the voice is there saying you're no good. God hates you. You know, you're worthless. You're useless. Everybody hates you. The world would be better off without you. Blah, 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 blah. See? So it's always the same old story. It encourages you to do wrong, tempts you to do wrong. Then when you do wrong, it excuses and rationalizes what you did. And then after it's totally corrupted you, then it's there telling you that you're no good and worthless, see? Or it tells you that you've committed the unforgivable sin. It seems to be doing that quite a bit. To people. It tells them committed the unforgivable sin, see? Well, it's a lie. But there it is. There's the voice. But people who know there's a voice, then at least they're better off than those who don't know that it's there, see? At least they know that it's there. Secondly, they know that it's not them. And thirdly, they know that it's saying things that are not good and not nice. See, the ones that are really bad off are the ones that are being totally, who think it's a good voice. See, they think it's an angel. They think it's one of their relatives, it's a relative, or they think it's a good spirit or a spirit guide or an ascended master or something, some ridiculous thing. See, they're totally bamboozled, totally fooled, totally deceived. See, and following this wrong entity and its wrong advice, which can be very clever and very subtle, and they're misled, totally misled. See, so what are you going to do? Well, meditation is very helpful. We have the more you come out of your daydreams, see, once you get lost down in your daydreams and your nightmares and your pipe dreams and your dreams and schemes and, you know, your fantasies and visualizations and so forth, that's where it lives down there. It lives down there in that emotional soup and in that fantasy soup, see, in visualization soup. So you need to calm down, see, calm down, less emotional, get out of your imagination, see, come back to reality. What do they say? Wake up and smell the coffee. See, come back to reality. And so you need a meditation that helps you to do that. Meditations are phony. They tell you to get lost in your imagination, or they tell you to blank your mind. That's not good either. If you try to blank your mind, then something will be there. Something else will be there. When you blank your mind, see, then it's there. And it has a clean slate to use. Okay, so we don't want to do that. What you want to do is to be able to stand back and observe thought. You're not trying to struggle with the thought. You're not trying to blank thought. You're just standing back and observing what's there. Okay? Stand back and observe it. See, now you are separated from the thought. When you can separate from your thought, and you say, okay, I'm the observer. I'm observing my thought. It's not my thought. These naughty thoughts are not my thoughts. I don't want to think these thoughts, but there they are. Okay? So there's naughty thoughts. And like one person said, it's not a sin to get bed bugs, but it's a sin to make a home for them. Okay? So if you have naughty thoughts in your mind, or wrong thoughts, or scary thoughts, or weird thoughts, or whatever they are, they're not your thoughts. Okay? You can't help it. There they are. So just calmly observe them until they pass. Don't try to struggle with them. You give them power that way. Don't try to repress them and pretend they're not there. See? Just observe them. You need, and the more you can stand back and observe, see, your soul draws closer to God. Closer to God and His light. You know, it's like, for example, see, the meditation, the 5-minute meditation that I have is very, very good. It's very, very good. All you do is sit quietly and become aware of the inside of your eyelids. And as soon as you do that, you're immediately back in the present. You are immediately in a higher state of awareness. You're closer to God, closer to the light, closer to reality. Those voices and daymares and daydreams and fantasies and illusions, see, they lose power. They become less and less strong, and they don't... They're no longer credible. They're no longer believable. They become like a television set at the other side of the room, you know, with a late night movie on, you know, at 2 a.m. while they have really lousy movies, B movies on. So there you are in your room. There's a television at the other side of the room blaring with some bad movie on it. And it's just not credible. Just it goes in one ear and out the other. It's not believable. It's not credible. Okay? All right. So that's why the meditation could be very, very helpful. Could be very helpful to you. My name is Roland.